It is Thursday, October 24th. Today, can retargeting exist in a world without cookies? New research suggests yes. YouTube's brand safety controls are now easier to use. Amazon hits the brakes on same-day delivery. And the board game for marketers that might give you nightmares. I'm Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing. Amid the chaos of Chrome's privacy sandbox, Pappy might just be the underdog marketers need in a cookieless future. New research has found that Pappy, that's the Protected Audiences API, a proposal for retargeting on Chrome without third-party cookies, could be nearly as effective as retargeting with third-party cookies. Researchers tested retargeting across more than 2,000 advertisers, comparing three groups: users with third-party cookies, those only using Pappy, and a cookieless group. The cookieless group saw a dramatic 90% drop in clicks and conversions, but Pappy users fared better, with only a 50% decrease in ad clicks and conversions compared to the third-party cookie baseline. Now, while a 50% recovery rate might seem underwhelming, the study's lead researcher suggests if you adjust for expenditure, Pappy actually works pretty well. Quoting AdExchanger, quote, "In other words, Pappy-powered retargeting appears only half as effective as retargeting using third-party cookies, but that's because privacy sandbox adoption is low across the ad tech ecosystem, particularly among supply-side providers. There still isn't as much ad supply with Pappy enabled as there are third-party cookie impressions for sale," unquote. The study also found that when the research results were adjusted for ad spend and impressions, Pappy was about 85% as effective as third-party cookies for clicks and 80% as effective for conversions per dollar. We have a direct link to the study in today's email newsletter, which you can sign up to for free by tapping the link at the top of the show notes or going to todayindigital.com/newsletter. YouTube's latest update might be a win for brand safety, but an L for advertisers. The platform is adding an ad category block for channels, which will let creators block specific categories of ads from showing up alongside their content. While channels have always been able to block ads through AdSense, this feature will now be available directly on YouTube. The company says that by the end of this week, ad blocking controls will be accessible at the channel level through YouTube Studio on desktop for creators with watch page monetization enabled. Platform warns that restricting ads could hurt a channel's revenue, but it gives creators more control over the ads running alongside their videos. YouTube also rolled out a few other updates this week, including poll stickers for shorts. You can now add poll stickers directly to your short form videos, letting viewers tap and vote on options. A new format filter has been added to the views display, letting users see a breakdown of views by content type. And YouTube is also testing Super Chat goals for live streams and premieres, gamifying review generation by displaying a countdown to a target on screen and offering a reward chosen by the creator for reaching it. Same-day delivery is getting booted to the curb by Amazon, at least some of it. The e-commerce giant says it's winding down its two-year-old service called Amazon Today, which provides same-day delivery from specific local brick-and-mortar retailers. Initially launched in 2022 for Prime members, Amazon Today included popular retails like PacSun, GNC, and Superdry. The service was marketed as a means to provide customers with a broader selection of products at fast shipping speeds by tapping into local store inventories. A company spokesperson told media that despite the closure, most products will still be available through other same-day and next-day delivery options. The program will continue to operate until January 24th and will offer delivery and in-store pickup services with select retail partners until then. LinkedIn advertisers now have a new way to gauge the performance of their campaigns. Double Verify, the software platform for digital media measurement, has expanded its independent media quality measurement to now include LinkedIn's premium video inventory. The platform provides independent assessments of ad campaign performance across lots of categories, letting marketers verify that their ad results align with the data reported by the platforms. Double Verify's media quality measurement provides insights into ad placement and viewability, It lets advertisers verify that their videos on LinkedIn are viewable and protected from invalid traffic. Advertisers can also use DV Pinnacle, DoubleVerify's analytics reporting platform, to access measurement data and insights. And finally, forget risk. This might actually be the game of global domination. It's called SEO the Board Game, and it is a strategic showdown for 2 to 4 players where you play as an SEO expert. You buy and optimize websites, build your digital empire, and battle it out for the title of top SEO kingpin. Sounds like a game where everyone loses. Yes, we hear you. The ads have become onerous again. I'm not quite sure what happened or what went wrong, but it sounds like they're doubling up in some places. There's more slots than we intend. So we are once again kind of retooling and going back. You'll notice, hopefully, if we've done it right and the ad platform gets it right, you should only be hearing ads at the end of the show. So no pre-rolls, no mid-rolls. Hopefully that will be a little bit less of a pain in the ass. I know, I don't like ads any more than you do. Of course, the real solution is to upgrade to the premium podcast, which you can learn more about by tapping Go Premium in the show notes. It's ad-free, it's better quality, it comes out earlier, you get access to all sorts of exclusive interviews with marketing scientists. There's my course on starting an agency. There's a whole bunch of stuff. You get invited to our regular hangout with just members, which is actually happening today. So todayindigital.com/premium or tap Go Premium in the show notes. Okay, enough. That was even an ad by itself. See you tomorrow.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
The future of cool, comfortable sleep is here. Introducing the new Sleep Number Climate Cool Smart Bed. The only smart bed in the world that actively cools and effortlessly adjusts to both of you. Sleep up to 15 degrees cooler on each side. It actively cools to keep you cool and comfortable throughout the night. Save on smart beds now during our fall sale. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.